the chances of getting a farm bill done in this lame duck session, and Commodity Classic is headed to Denver. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Earlier this week, Senate Democrats unveiled their 2024 Farm Bill text, led by Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow. But as C.J. Miller reports, the Senate Democrats' version may just get ignored at this point by Republican lawmakers.
The reality is it's not going to happen this year. I don't know if it's going to happen early next year.
And that's Kip Thom, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Agencies for Food and Agriculture during President Trump's first term in office. He's also a farmer based in Kosciuszko County and has been mentioned as a possible candidate for Secretary of Agriculture. With Trump returning to the White House and Republicans taking control of both the House and the Senate, Thom believes that Republican lawmakers have the chance to get what they want in the next farm bill, as opposed to having to make a great deal of concessions with Democrats.
Obviously, we're taking back control of the Senate. Senator Bozeman will be over there on that Senate Ag Committee leading that. There's no doubt. I think he'll push forward to try to get that bill done. I know there's some other potential relief plans being discussed at the moment to go out to farmers to help them fill that gap between now and that time frame and to deal with this year's low commodity prices. But a farm bill is what we need to have, but we need to make sure that it's structured properly.
Thom says that Republicans will be looking to focus much more of the farm bill next year on the needs of America's farmers.
Listen, we all know that farm bill is 83% food assistance and about 17% actual agriculture. We need to make sure we put more farm back into that farm bill. And whether it's in a form of crop insurance, supporting that to a better degree, making sure it's more durable, more reliable for the farmers like ours that buy that crop insurance. We've got to have that. So this is why I say, let's put more farm back into the farm bill, and let's make sure we clean up the food assistance programs that take place in our country today.
After this week, only 3 weeks remain of the lame duck session of the 118th Congress. The 119th Congress will be sworn in January 3rd. I'm C.J. Miller.